Chapter 7. Wrong again. Only not right away. He made it clean away. The next day, Waller, he took the dogs and two field hands and his horse and set off swearing and stinking. 2 days he'd be gone, and he'd come back and make a storm around the place, so we all know, John, he made it. He'd be gone. Mammy, she cried in a happy way, and I smiled some for a time and hoped him well, though he left me hanging. I had only the same letters as on both hands. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J. I could write them and read them, and I took to making words in my head with them. Made hid and fib and jab and had and big. Other words. But I didn't dare write them in the dirt. Waller catch me, and he'd make a tobacco pouch out of my skin. So I did them in my head and tried to see the words, see the letters. But summer went, and then we took in crops. Cotton and corn and killing pigs came. Into fall, I still tried to make the letters in my head and the words. But my troubles came, and though I hid it, I knew they'd get to finding out and send me to the breeding shed. I was in a misery. Mammy, she worked to cheer me, but it didn't do any good. I was feared and worried day to day that I'd be found out. Came a night in winter, leaves gone, pigs all killed, and hams hanging in the smokehouse. I sat in the dark, in the corner of the quarters, wishing I could go back a season to where I didn't have the troubles. And I heard a sound next to me in the dark, and it was him, John. Be right there, next to me. Come on, he said. What? Follow me. We got to go so you can get back before first light. Go where? He smiled, took my hand, led me to the door. School. We got to go to school. Don't you want to learn the rest of the letters? But, and we go. I was never off the place, been only once to the fields where the corn and cotton grow. John, he'd take me across the fields, out the other end into the thick trees, down into some brushy ditches along the river. Suddenly he stopped. It'd be pitch dark. Any light from the stars can't get through the trees and brush, and we stand for 2-3 deep breaths. Then I smell it. Smoke. Faint smoke. And John, he leads me down a ditch until we hit a wall of solid brush. The smoke smell is strong now, stink of pitch burning. John, he whistled like a catbird, and there was a rustle of brush, and then a slit of yellow light opened, and he pulled me into the brush. Inside the brush. There is light, bright yellow from 3 pitch torches being held by 3 people, but there's more people there. Same as all in one hand, thumb, and the one next to it on the other. They're all smiling at me. I don't know any of them, but they're all smiling. Short boy comes up to me. We're from over the hill at the stinking place. 2 from there, and the rest are from placers. I don't know nothing about those places, but I smiled back. You all know John from before? He nodded. He come at night, tell us to learn some letters. Then tell us to come here, to school. I didn't know what a school was, what it was supposed to be. This was slats of brush dragged and pushed over a ditch, thicker and thicker and closed in on the ends. Be a pit. Pit school. John, he moved to the end and held one of the torches up. In the other hand, he held a book. I'd seen a book. Saw one of the women at the White House looking into one. This is a catalog. John held the book up. It's full of things you can send for and own, if you have money. They use it all the time, the Whites. You read it, and it will tell you things. It has pictures and writing to talk about the pictures. Each of you come up and see it. Be quick now. We only have a couple of hours, and I want to give you some letters. Sarnie, you know some of them. You help me. Everybody looked at me. Only know this many, I said, holding up my hands. That's a good start. They don't know more than 1 or 2. So you help me until we get to how many you know. Then we can all work together. We look at the catalog, and I can't believe it. Here in the school, pit school, covered over so the light won't show out of the ditch from the torches. We look at the catalog, all the things we don't have. Dresses and shoes with buttons and little gloves and pretty hats and overalls, and I started crying, thinking of all the things, all these pretty things. And then I see it. Picture of a horse, got a thing around his head for feeding him, around his head and hanging over his nose. Bag, says it right there under the picture. There's other words, but right there it says to me, bag. I know this one, I pointed out the word to John. This one right here, it's bag. There's a bag on a horse's nose. He laughed. Love the laugh. Same deep black laugh, like night thunder. Soon, Sarnie, you'll be able to read them all. All of you will. Now let's start so you can get back. And we do. I take a stick, rub some dirt clear, and draw the lines in the dirt for the 3 of them who watch. A. Feels good to write again.